Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and I wish I was Jimothy right now. No responsibilities, no taxes, just being a silly little scrungus. And with me, I have...
Hooray for July being almost over. This month can just bite me. Ugh.
And...
I forgot going past 10 minutes that was some shit that happened. I don't know, it's like... Three first fucking plants and going powder and apparently eggs, I think, and maybe ginger ale.
And here I thought ginger ale was supposed to be a panacea for all of life's ills. I guess I was wrong.
I don't know what's going on anymore. This is my advice to say, what was it? Somebody at the factory or some come and just say, you know what, I'm gonna just fuck it around today and just, well, I don't know.
It's always fucking around, isn't it?
Ugh. Well, I can tell you this. Taco Bell has never stirred me wrong, and I consider them a more valid form of public awareness than the U.S. government, which is very sad, but also it's fitting. Also, neither is cookouts, but God, they gotta fix their intercoms so bad.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll actually try cookout next time I'm visiting family for the holidays. But, yeah, everything is terrible, and who knows what else is next. Maybe, like, next week I'll fucking get swamp ass from eating a Reese's peanut butter cup. But this isn't a medicine podcast. Besides, none of us are licensed medical professionals. You shouldn't listen to us for telling...
Neither is anybody in the U.S. government! Ha ha ha!
Boom, roasted.
Yeah, in other words, we're idiots. But we're nowhere idiots.
Yeah, we're not in charge of public health policy. We just make, fart jokes about music. That's too mean. We're way more insightful than that. You want the shitty music podcast down on the left.
Yeah, we don't go by there ever after the incident.
Yeah, that's what you get when your podcast is staffed by Noah Kahn fans.
There was a lot of butt chugging.
Ew. Okay.
What is it with Noah Kahn fans and shitting the... Anyway, here we are, episode 441 of this here podcast. How's everyone been handling the last week or so?
Well, I got a couple things. Number one, can my work stop trying to kill me, please?
Oh, dear.
Like, I'm coming off of 6 straight days. Now I'm in the middle of 9 straight days because our schedule's fucked and people just don't know how to behave themselves when they come into our establishment. And, oh, I'm so tired. Also, might be in for scheduling changes. I don't know yet. I gotta sort all that crap out. But, not been fun. I'm very tired. Also, car nonsense. So, I have one of these cars that people use to go to places. And where I live, and where we all live, we have to get it inspected and tagged for the registration to get renewed. And I had an ordeal that would have taken me normally 20 minutes. It took me roughly 3 weeks to get sorted out.
Jesus.
Attempt number one. I get told, I can pass you, but your reverse lights don't work. They need a switch that you gotta get. So I get told, come back here, get the part, I'll install it for free, we'll pass you. I ordered the part, and I wait for it to arrive. It was supposed to arrive on July 6th, a Monday, which is what I was hoping for, because I would have had the next day off to go do that. I keep looking at, you know, the tracking information. They keep saying, it's going to arrive on Monday. It'll be here on Monday. It's coming on Monday. Monday comes, and nothing.
Yikes.
It got stuck in the distribution warehouse. We arrived on Tuesday, right when I had to go back to work. So I had to wait a week to do that for a day where I could go in, where it's not 115 degrees outside in the middle of the afternoon.
Fuck.
So I do that. I get told that they wouldn't install it. The guy who told me he would install it for free wasn't there, so I was going to get charged, you know, $200 for it. And I went, okay, whatever. I don't care. It's hot. Let's get this over with. I then get told I got the wrong part. The part I got is for a manual transmission, not an automatic transmission, which is what I have. And the site I ordered it from didn't specify any of that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, the people at the shop said, just don't worry about that. Send it back. Get your money back. I'm going to do that. We'll do the inspection anyway. So, they do that. And I get told that it failed because my hybrid battery voltage was running low. So, I make plans to go back in a couple days, but I was told, drive it around for a bit, bring it back, we'll go from there. If it fails again, we'll run diagnostics, see what's going on. That was the week I had to work 6 days in a row. So I had to drive this thing for about a week straight. I go back to the shop a week later, I bring it in, I tell them, here to hopefully finish the inspection, and wouldn't you know it, it passed. So I guess it was all just a fluke. This could have taken me 20 minutes the first time, instead of taking me 3 weeks to do. But hey, it's all done, only cost me $30, so I've got my car tagged and renewed and all that crap, and yeah, I'm now back to driving a moderately decent car. This month can bite me. Go away, July. I don't want to talk to you again for another year.
God, that reminds me. I gotta take my thing in for maintenance. Not sure how I feel given... Well, I'll mention it a bit. Mark, what about you?
Okay. Well, my week has been the usual. Only now I'll say work's been a bit slow due to reasons and also didn't schedule out shit, meaning they cut a labor meeting. Yeah, meaning you can't stay over, you can stay a little bit over, as in once you're done, you go home. Which I'd be like, okay, I can go home. It'd be nice until you realize, that might affect your pay, which on one hand, that's always like, this is quite a conundrum. It's always like, this will affect my pay, but I do need my downtime. See, another thing that makes me ponder. You ponder at night or a day. Never I'm sitting in my chair or bed. But it's like. But some of the more that work shit. I did manage to watch something, and but this one pretty expected, as you know. So I saw the new Avatar Aang movie,
which was next week.
No, it came out like Saturday on the 25th, huh. Which yes, on Paramount Plus. And I'll say this: yes, it's good. Yes, it reminds you get a nostalgia of the old series, in a good way, as in you still remember like okay, this is the most we get like oh things get serious. I'm like oh, there's some funny moments like that. Like the show, basically like you know, but and we'll say yes, folks, this probably should have been in theaters. Yeah, this really should have been in theaters. Like. Yeah, people wanted to see it, I mean, yeah, it was a theaters, but it was in mostly L.A. and New York. And for that weekend only.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I saw it at home. But yeah. I gotta say, I've seen them again, only now they're, well, older. Which are different people. Which that's expected. But yeah, we can watch.
I might have to put that in the backlog at some point. But as for me, well, time for the latest developments in the saga of I miss having a working AC unit in my bedroom. So today was the day when, you know, the repair guys came over to actually do, like, the work. Now, there is some good news. The condenser unit that's on, you know, this side of the house where my bedroom is now, you know, functioning properly. So, you know, cool air is blowing consistently. The living room and my roommate's room are both being sufficiently cooled down. Bad news is, when they went to actually try and fix whatever was wrong with my AC, like the unit in the here in my room, it did not 100% work. They were trying to, if I remember correctly, they were trying to replace one specific part to avoid having to replace the entire board in the unit, but it's looking like they're probably going to have to go ahead and replace that. Boy, howdy, I miss having a working AC. I miss it so much. Ugh. It's always something. But, you know, at least a bit of progress was made. I'll take whatever small victories I can get at this point. But, aside from that, I don't really have much else to add. Just kind of more of the same usual work business and all. So, with that out of the way, let's move on to what you're actually here for, the usual weekly business, starting, of course, with the new song discussions for the past week. As always, there'll be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us and, you know, mark your calendars for new albums, put some new tunes on your playlist, all that fun stuff. So let's start right here at the top with a brand new single from the band Russian Circles, aka the only good thing associated with Russia these days. See, it's funny because I'm pretty sure they're not actually Russian. But yes, the band's new album, 9, is coming out August 28th, and we have the latest single here, Alluvial, and it's a pretty lengthy lad here at 8.5 minutes, so as you can imagine, there's a lot of vamping and a lot of ebbs and flows in tone. First minute and a half is this very, like, subtle synth loop with these droning whole note guitars that, you know, eventually start developing an echo as the bass guitar and drums also enter. That's about by the 2 minute mark, where there's a steady mid-tempo groove of rumbling toms, the rhythm picks up a bit more, and you can start to hear a shift in the actual tone of the melody. Like, the guitars and synths do carry that, like, vastness and sense of melancholy, but you hear these sort of slight bits of tonal clash that sound more menacing and intense rather than the, you know, melancholy. But then as the distortion kicks in, everything starts to get so much more grand in scope and really amped up to this sort of sorrowful apocalypse levels of vastness via the tremolos and halftime guitar riffs and everything. It is another pretty damn good Russian Circle song, so you know what? Still on board for a new album.
Yeah, some good droning noise rock here to vibe out to. It almost makes me wonder what esoteric adventure movie this would fit in as part of its soundtrack score.
You know what? I'm gonna have to figure out how to get myself in some Hollywood boardrooms just to be like, so have you heard these Russian Circles guys? Who knows? Maybe I can get in a room with Christopher Nolan and he can, I don't know, get Travis Scott to do vocals for a song. Oh, that's a terrible idea. I shouldn't even curse the world with that. Just hey, Robin, editing, delete that from the edit. Thank you, Rob. But moving on to the next track here, looks like the singer-songwriter Chelsea Wolfe has new stuff in the pipeline for later this year, specifically a few weeks from now. So August 21st, we'll see the release of her newest album, The Dark. And we have the lead-off single here, Cold, which compared to her last couple of records, which her last solo record was kind of this Nine Inch Nails-ish industrial sort of thing, and then there was that Converge collab album. But this one is a lot more stripped down and very easy to understand, very typical. So the drums hold down the beat pretty nice. The bulk of the melody is mainly coming from, you know, echoing pianos and acoustic guitars, much like with Wolf's vocals having that echoey hollow tone to them, creating a lot of very elegant, like, walls of sound, so to speak, though perhaps not as noisy as your typical wall of sound. And, of course, the tone of the instrumentation certainly complements the lyrics, which are this very melancholic reflection on trying to break off a toxic romance. It's a pretty good song. If you're into the more experimental side of Chelsea's sound, though, I can imagine this not doing much for you, but still, good song.
Yeah, there's some immaculate songwriting chops on display here. Proof that heavy music doesn't always have to be, you know, chugging riffs and blistering fast drums. And proof that quality writing can be found outside of the usual array in the pop scene. This is how my brain works. I can't control it.
Now, moving on to the next track. Hey, look at that. It's another new single from The Avalanches. We've been getting quite a few of those peppered throughout the year, it feels like. So, Mark, what's going on with this new one?
Yeah, it feels like we might get a fourth album coming. I don't know when. It's just that there's been a lot of singles a lot lately. And, okay, I figured this one would feature, you know, one of the collaborators. Karen O. You know, remember her? Yeah. Anyway, the song is called Blue Shadows. The thing about this, like, you know, Alice, they often, you know, again, there are plenty of phonics group as they, you know, they do, you know, they use a sample and play with that shit. Now, the song sample is 1983 Italo single from composer Celso Bellali under the name Blue Gas called Shadows from Nowhere. And look at the lyrics, it's like a bunch of like chopped up pieces of Blue Shadows from Nowhere calling me, I can't. They're basically like some chopper shit, like basically opposed to the question like, damn, I know how to bend a broken heart. The lyrics is very, you know, very like, well, it ain't that complex. It's like very, like Karen O singing stuff like, long ago, nowhere that far, arms I want to, more than that star, close as I, it's like, you know, how to mend a broken heart, basically. So, like, I'll say it's like, it does sound like very like, I want to say almost reggae-ish, kind of. Not kind of reggae, but more like, but not like, you know, reggae. Well, but again, I say reggae, but again, I say this more Italian, basically. I say take a disco, but it's not necessarily disco. But it's more like, you know, the bass is just associated with, you know, Italian's a little better, like that type of shit. Sort of, but. Yeah, like, okay, this is it is interesting. Like, again, Avalanches does, like, you know, they work with a whole bunch of collaborators, with a bunch of different people. I do wonder how that album is gonna come. Hopefully, I don't know when, but it does seem interesting.
Guess we'll have to, keep an eye out for an announcement. So, moving on to the next track here, looks like the indie noise avant-garde art rock act Proto Martyr have a new album dated for September 25th. The record is called Hotel Usona, and they describe it as a kind of conceptual effort depicting the current hellscape of America as a rundown hotel, with each song essentially representing some asshole guest staying in one of the rooms. Presumably, each one will have their own distinct take on this hell that we're all living in right now. And so we have the lead-off single here, Sounds We Cannot Hear. First of all, that song title is false advertising. I clicked play, and I clearly heard music. 0 out of 10. Sounds We Cannot Hear. Bullshit. But anyway, getting serious for a second. The actual song, it spends the first minute and a half kind of ramping up with a lot of dissonant blaring guitar chords, drums, and it's kind of like a Middle Eastern synth sort of melody going on. And then once it gets to the verses, they're more, well, gentle in the instrument. Maybe not gentle, but like definitely a bit more hushed compared to the loudness of everything. You still have the drifting guitars, synths, some on more lighter drums. And overall, the structure sort of bounces between these softer verses and those more fuzzed out noisy sections. The lyrics are kind of abstract in what they're depicting, though there is some overt references to the imagery of, mass warfare, dropping bombs on civilians, which, I gotta be honest, I have no clue how any of that is supposed to relate to this music video, which, shows some dude rolling up to a Benihana for his birthday, having a blast watching the onion ring volcano and catching all the shrimp in his mouth while scaring the family at the table he's sitting at, going to the bathroom to snort coke, and then coming out and running into someone that he knows, possibly having to deal with some sort of romantic falling out, then getting into a fight where he slams that other dude's hand onto the flat top before getting hauled off for causing a disturbance. Again, I don't know if the lyrics correlate to that, but considering how they explain the concept, this definitely feels like a type of guy that is making the world worse.
Ugh. I think I've seen some of those people in my line of work, but, yeah, can you consider this track the soundtrack to a male pattern baldness-induced midlife crisis that isn't the Faith No More track midlife crisis? And yeah, it's oddly unsettling with the video working along with it, specifically with that guy in the "this guy looks like he's going to kill everyone inside the Sabachi, laugh all the while" look he's got in his face all throughout the video. Ugh.
Sir, you're scaring the hoes. They're just trying to watch onion ring volcanoes.
Yeah, they're being scared in a not complimentary way.
Now I want Benihana fried rice. Truly, is there any greater culinary achievement than that? But let's move on to the next track here. Looks like country singer Orville Peck is set to drop a new album, also in September. It's called Mule, it's dropping September 18th, and we have the lead-off single here, a cover of JoJo's Too Little Too Late. Oh, wait, hang on, I'm getting a message from management. Oh, it's an original song. It's not a cover. I mean, can I still chop and loop it into an echo jam anyways? Management won't return my calls on that. But, getting into the actual song itself, compositionally, it's pretty straightforward, all things considered. It's a very jaunty, you know, upbeat, swinging sort of country tune. It's got that kind of tempo, the simple chords, straightforward kind of drums. Very solid, sturdy, pretty reliable as a composition, all things considered. And the lyrics are very much about, like, an old flame that's trying to rekindle a dead romance that probably should stay on the back burner for good reasons. I mean, the opening lyrics kind of say it all, you know, "Babe, we've been down this road before. It's easy when I'm at your door. You want me hanging around, but you hate when I complain. You're back again, you want to go. Yeah, love songs on your radio. Those records are all burnt out anyway. Maybe y'all should leave this, on the ice." But I mean, pretty solid song, all things considered. I do enjoy me some Orville Peck, so I will hear what this new album has in store when it drops.
Yeah, basically a really good video that'll make all the right people happy and all the wrong people mad, but you know, we can laugh at those people for being mad because we deserve and have joy in our lives too. All for a song that I think is, it's fine. Never been a big country swing guy, so
fair enough. They can't all be winners. But moving on to some more old reliable territory here, looks like we got some new Amon Amarth in the pipeline. The Viking Metalers are dropping their newest album October 2nd, titled The All-Father Awakens. And of course we have the lead-off single here called Gjallarhorn, which for reference is the horn in Norse mythology that when blown will signal the coming of Ragnarok, and is definitely not the colonizing force of mech pilots in Mobile Suit Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans. I mean, unless the frontman of this band suddenly has opinions on whether or not Mikazuki August is the best Gundam pilot. Which is weird, because technically he's a part of Tekadon and not the Gjallarhorn organization.
The answer is, number one, no he doesn't, and number two, no he isn't.
Gundam takes. Anyway, as for the actual song itself, do you like epic Viking melodic death metal? Soaring tremolos and other intricate guitar harmonies, rumbling double kick grooves and gallop rhythms complete with bellowing vocals singing about Viking apocalypses? In other words, you've probably already heard the song before if you heard any Amon Amarth songs before, so there's not much new here. But if you're listening to it anyways, then that's probably because it's just gonna be your thing no matter what, and I mean, Amon Amarth might only do one kind of song, but they are admittedly still pretty good at doing exactly that one kind of song.
Ah, Good old-fashioned galloping Viking metal, as warm and comforting as a finely seared steak. That's the good stuff.
God, now I want steak with my Benihana fried rice. I feel like there's a motif here, but anyway, moving on to the next song proper. Actually, Mark, you want to fill us in on what's happening here?
All right. So, Professor, no name. We ain't heard from you in a while, to be honest. I mean, I know she has an album called Cartoon Radio, and there's still no release date. I don't know if it's two things. I mean, I know, like, right now it's the 10th year anniversary of her, debut mixtape, A Telephone, which, oh yeah, I remember while we were hearing the mixtape. It's pretty good. Yeah, 10 years. Damn, 10 years. Which,
holy
yeah.
Shit.
Go back to the start of this shit. And, okay, anyway. We got this new track called Squatter. It features somebody that we haven't heard in a long while either. Drom.
Hey.
You remember him? So anyway, the track's about basically, like, it's not about, like, getting her friends to kick the armor, I guess, out of their house. And she wanted, like, maybe it's gonna show up again, like, oh my god. It's gonna look like, I'm in the big lease quarter in my house. You ride my 10 speed, stole my studio equipment, and rack it up rent free. So this is my mama and got the ADT. ADT. Remember that shit? The beat's very funky and bright. It's like, okay, this is very bouncy and kind of like, okay. It's bouncy, like, it's something you can bop to. And of course, with drum singing, really, basically protect your shit. Basically, unless you make it, like, just protect your shit and probably get a blur along, or, I don't know, get a camera to watch some shit, I don't know. But yeah, maybe yeah, it'll be a decent track. I don't know if we hear anything else from her again, considering, again, like, the last time she dropped a track was, I want to say around 7 months back. I don't know. I mean, it's been a while.
Damn.
So, yeah. I mean, if I can recall, but yeah. Yeah, it's on a track.
That would be a long time. But, anyway, moving on to the next track here. Chad Hugo's releasing solo stuff now?
Yeah, in case y'all haven't paid attention, like, you know, the whole thing with the Neptunes, they've been calling some legal shit, some beefing shit, basically it's like a Hall & Oates situation, kind of, maybe, it's like,
yeah,
yeah, it's like, yeah, it, yeah, they think each other's like, yeah, they ain't that tight anymore. Let's go with the other guy, Chad Hugo. The other half of the Neptunes. So he got something out, and the way it started was like, how the fuck do I say this? Jump up when you, I guess, yeah, his first ever solo track, and his feet, and if he's the likes of let's see, no, the tail whack, ah, and okay, the cat Lee Kelly 47, which I'm trying to.
Whatever happened to Lee Kelly 1-46?
I don't know. Fuck if I know.
Or are we not legally allowed to discuss that?
So I'll say this. This reminds me of, you know, basically, like, it does remind me of, well, basically, most of the stuff produced by the Neptunes. Like, it does have that wild, frantic style they sometimes do whenever they want to do stuff like this. I get that stuff. I get that stuff came from chat side. I mean, because this is pretty frantic. This is pretty frantic. You got me killing somebody on a breakable link, about to hit me a truck, playing off four corners, just keep it a buck. Got money in my mind, I don't total line. So maybe it's sick because I don't mind doing time slice little thing, black people on the mind. They rap fast, all right? Shit, I can't even do. It could get to a whack with her lines like, jump on the roof, no parachute. I think my number because I'm very cute. I just might crash, bandicoot. I might come with a bag and they full of loot. Yeah. this is also a very, very short song. It clocks in like almost 2 minutes. Like, yeah, that's a very short song. It even got a weird ass music video, which I can't tell what the fuck is going on. Cause it's like, I don't know, some shit going down the time, the portal or some bullshit. I don't fucking know. It's interesting to hear somebody, you know, him doing stuff outside of Neptune's and Wonder, and yeah, what the heck I do, you know, without Pharrell. And if they, I got a feeling they might be beefing with some legal issues and shit. But interesting stuff.
Yeah, good luck with those lawsuits, man. But now we move on to the last track here. So it looks like Mr. Al Jorgensen is alleging that he plans to retire the band Ministry following the release of their newly announced album, Hate to Go, Take Out or Delivery, on the eve of Halloween. Yeah, right. I've heard this dance twice before. You can't fool me, Mr. Jaegerson. Or however they pronounced your name in that one part of your album. But we have, of course, with this album announcement, a new single called Burned Out, and I mean this in the most derogatory manner possible. I really hope this is the last Ministry album. And I say this as a guy that used to like the band, at least enough to see them live at one point. So, instrumentally, this is kind of ass. Like, just absolute lackluster. The title does fit, though, as it is one of the most musically uninspired tracks in the band's entire discography, even by this modern period of theirs, with a lot of really lame, weak riffs, no particularly memorable synth parts or vocal performances, and the lyrics are just kind of bog standard, I'm exhausted by all the corruption and insanity around me, with a lot of, you know, just hitting the generic, you know, buzzword talking points that are trying to sound relevant, like anything you think of that's horrible in the news right now. So what is it, you know, diarrhea, Venezuela, Gaza, just whatever stuff is trending in the news and on your Blue Sky feeds. And it's just nothing, mainly because we've already heard other albums this year that express the same sentiment about the chaos nightmares of reality with way more potency. We just had that new Vince Staples album last month. And then, of course, there's the AI, the ungodly huge amount of AI in the music video, which feels particularly hypocritical coming from Jorgensen of all people. I wish I could remember the name of the album. I think it was From Beer to Eternity, or maybe it was the one that came before, but that album opened with this very long spoken word piece where he talks about his frustrations of the music industry, in particular the very, very exploitative nature of how, you know, they can make more money off of you when you're dead, because, well, when you're dead, they can sell you off in pieces. So this is a man who very clearly has some sort of understanding and instincts of the predatory, exploitative nature of the music industry. And yet, here you are, only a decade plus later, deciding to make a music video that's just not only using the most exploitative new technology of the decade, but is fucking vomiting it all over the place. Like, every flavor of AI dog shit is all over this fucking video. And I don't even think it can really pull off the excuse of, oh, I'm trying to make some kind of a point here about the usage of AI. No. How does that one Batman comic go? This is the tool of the enemy. We do not use it. Fuck me, you are a goddamn disappointing letdown.
Honestly, what can I say that isn't very obvious? This is just incoherent stream of consciousness rambling set to a stock industrial groove. And the video being AI slop doesn't make it any better. It just makes everything so much worse. Like, if I want to hear industrial stream of consciousness rambling set to real world events, I listen to a new OTEP album, which I don't want to do because OTEP has just fallen off so hard.
But, oh god, again, is OTEP still going?
I don't know. I'm just trying to use this as a comparison as I try to finish my thought. What was I going to say? Fall off hard. Oh, yeah. I lost what I was about to say, but Al, just go away. Just go away after this and don't come back. Just coast off of the royalties of Jesus Built My Hot Rod with Gibby Haynes and be done with the industry because you're contributing nothing here. It's just slop.
If you need that explained to you in Gen Z terms, this man is cooked, he is washed, chopped, and he has absolutely no aura.
It's giving mid.
That too. But that'll about do it for the song discussion. So now, there isn't really much in terms of news proper. Again, unless you really want to hear us talk about people shitting their pants at NoahCon shows. But you all know things. So, let's just...
Yeah, let's move on. Yeah, just please move on.
Yeah.
So, let's just move on to the, the actual last thing here, and that is the new album releases for the week of July 31st, 2026. Starting at the top, oh god, why is there a new Five Finger Death Punch album? Make it go away! Yeah, there's that. Apparently, Green Day and various artists are doing something called Nimrods. I don't know if that's a musical or a movie or something, but that's got a soundtrack, so,
Yeah, the movie, yeah.
Oh, right, movies. I forgot. Green Day does that sometimes. Then from producer Arca, we have a new album, XXXXX. It's five X's. That means it's hornier than triple X, I think. Don't ask me how that works. I'm not an expert in X's. Then we have I think this is actually coming out Wednesday, but there's a new collab project from Dave East and Harry Fraud.
We haven't heard much about Dave. Well, I haven't heard as much Dave East, but I guess, like, I'll give this a try. Only because of, like, Harry Fraud, but yeah.
Fair enough. Now, moving on to Friday again proper, we have a new album from Domi and JD Beck called Who Asked?
Oh, okay.
Okay, damn, I was just curious.
And I am too. I heard from them since 4 years ago. I think it was 4 or 5. I'm excited.
We of course have the latest album from Ariana Grande with Petal. And finally the newest studio album from Shaboozy with The Outlaw, Sherry Lee, and Other Western Tales. Well, now it's time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, you know where to find him. All his ads and stuff are in the description, so just look there. Mark, what about you?
Of course, I'm on Blue Sky and Max Havoc Media, and on my site, my Hyper1, Hyper1.wordpress.com. There you go.
There you go, indeed. As for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, Instagram, etc., at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@surrealresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow us on Blue Sky at surrealresolution.bluesky.social. Visit the website, surrealresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast, O&A, all that good stuff. Of course, be sure to jump into the Discord as well, so you can be immediately notified whenever anything goes up on the site, and chat all sorts of fun things about all sorts of all of the anything. That'll, of course, do it for this week. We'll hopefully be back next week with more of the usual weekly business. So, until then... But what does Bobby Hill think of the new BTS album?